When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think the band was in a rush at a time to continue the success with Demons and Wizards.
It was, by any standards, a hurried production. I think Ken, in particular, has alluded to the fact that he was not happy with how hurried it was. It seems they were rushed back into the studio.
I mean, at that point, they were under pressure. I was very careful to try and make an album at a regular interval, and they were touring and, you know, there was a lot of things going on. I think it was very hard for them to make a better album, and I don't think they succeeded. I think they tried to copy rather than create something new.
I'd say Magician's Birthday worked about 50%. It's fairly well-known fact that I was in the process of writing the album and developing a short story to go with it. When all of a sudden we got the panic phone calls from the record company, we need the album now, we need to do da 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 da. So I didn't really finish writing it. So it's not complete for me.
I think Magician's Birthday was an attempt to recapture Demons and Wizards, and it almost did it, but I think it failed a little bit.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Uriah Heep. I'm BJ, and this is the fifth episode about the band's fifth album. The Magician's Birthday, also released in 1972, came out in November. And the concept for the album was based loosely on a short story, according to keyboardist Ken Hensley. Once again, they have a cover from artist Roger Dean. So, The Magician's Birthday and Demons and Wizards, I guess, are kind of sister albums. Unfortunately, as we're going to find out, The Magician's Birthday is not nearly as good of an album as Demons and Wizards. That being said, the album kicks off with an awesome song called Sunrise. Very cool when it kicks in. It does get mellow, but it kicks in again. Gets really great at the end with a huge chorus. This is a killer intro for the album.
The sunrise and you. Tired eyes drift across the shore, looking for love and nothing more. But as the sea rolls by, there's no one there to see me cry, except the sunrise. The sunrise and you.
Moving on to the second song, Spider Woman. Driving beat, but it's bluesy and not very melodic and not a great chorus, so not a great song, not a great follow-up to Sunrise. She was so good, she chained me in her web so tight. I lost the freedom of release that night, so I stayed right back. The third song on the album, Blind Eye, is an acoustic-based song with some nice harmony guitars, vocal harmonies. Overall, not a great song. And in my notes, I have that Thin Lizzy did this style of a song much better. Moving on to the fourth song, Echoes in the Dark. Oh no, mellow and boring. The album started off well. Sunrise was great, but no. Can't say I like this song very much. It gets big at the end, but that does not redeem it. Side one ends with a piano ballad called Rain, which really doesn't go anywhere. One thing I've noticed is Uriah Heep aren't great with ballads.
That's not unusual, but the way that I'm feeling is becoming usual. unusual. I guess you could say the clouds are moving away, away from your days and into mine.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Flipping the record over, side two kicks off with a song called Sweet Lorraine. Nice melodies, a weird kind of southern rock feel. It's not bad, but at the same time doesn't really work for me. It's a weird mix of styles, and I'm not really sure why Uriah Heep would want to explore an American southern rock kind of sound. Of course, this is 1972, so it's pretty early for a lot of what they're attempting. She's been before. It's in her hands to find the door. Sweet Lorraine, let the party carry on. You and I will swim the sea. Sweet Lorraine, let the party carry on. You and I can feel the breeze. Second song on side two is called Tales, T-A-L-E-S. Another plodding acoustic song that never hits us with a nice melody or a big chorus.
We told our tales as we sat under morning sleepy sky. With all the colors of the sunrise shining in our eyes. One then another with a story of yesterday's life. Or of a lover who had gone in a moment of strife. Upon the wise man's mind.
have learned to live while mortal men stand waiting to die. Garden, some were singing, some were dancing, while the midnight moon shone brightly overhead. The stars so gaily glistened, and the Sphinx in silence listened to the magician tell of lives that he had led. Let the bells of freedom ring, songs of love to Friday's king. Let's all go to the magician's birthday. It's in the forest, but not so far away. Much to do and so much to say.
And the record ends with a 10-minute title track. Long interludes, very proggy. The last 2.5 minutes, it gets pretty good, but, you know, you gotta listen to 8 minutes to get there. Overall, this is not a great album, although I really like the first song. So the best song on The Magician's Birthday is the first song, Sunrise. And I put down for the worst song, fourth song on the album, Echoes in the Dark, which is just very boring. All right, so join me tomorrow when we're going to talk about the next Uriah Heep album, Sweet Freedom.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.